Layla, All Colors Matter by Lily and Seema Amos. Dedication. This story is dedicated to all the innocent and hopeless refugees stuck for years and decades in overcrowded refugee camps in different locations around the world. No one freely chooses to move into a refugee camp to stay and suffer there for ages. No one chooses to live in misery. My thoughts and prayers are with every single one of you. Hello, and welcome to my life story. My name is Layla, and I'm a little Dalmatian. Originally, I'm from Croatia, but I lived all my life in Greece. Woof! Layla is an Arabic name, and it means the night. I have no clue, though, who named me Layla, because I don't have memories of my birth, my parents, or my childhood. I don't even know if I have any siblings. All I know is that I never had a real home and no family members. I was always on my own, living on the streets, surviving day and night, looking desperately for food, water, and a sense of belonging. My deepest desire was always to live in a family-friendly household with a mom and dad and two little kids, a girl and a boy, who would adore me and shower me with love and delicious food all day long. I wouldn't mind if they also had other pets, like a dog and a cat. I often pictured myself sitting in a comfy bed corner next to a cozy fireplace and listening to a motherly voice reading exciting books for her children, while the father was cooking delicious meals in the kitchen. Not only that, but I saw myself playing outside of a lovely green garden filled with plants and yummy-smelling flowers next to a tiny pond. I would be surrounded by kind dogs from the neighborhood who would accept and integrate me into their circle, and I wouldn't feel lonely and unwanted anymore. But it was all nothing but a dream. Daydreaming was my way of surviving. You know, it was always difficult for me to find friends. Friendship had been nothing but a foreign word. Woof! You wonder why? I'll tell you why. Because I am different. The other street dogs of the camp didn't treat me with kindness. The bigger dogs kept pushing me away, and the smaller ones were afraid of my look and began to bark as soon as they saw me. I guess they were irritated and scared of my skin color. Of course, I mean fur color.